The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Skylar Ogden. Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba has launched a futuristic restaurant concept. At the so-called robot He Diners, food is served by robotic waiters. The robots have helped Alibaba boost efficiency and lower labor costs. Chao Haitao is the product manager at Huma Robot Restaurant.
In a traditional restaurant, from queuing to entering the restaurant to seating and ordering to the chef and serving food, it's all a series of steps to go through. With our digitized system, these steps can be performed in a closed circuit. For example, customers can order food before they've been seated.
The diners are attached to Alibaba's new Hema chain of semi-automated supermarkets. Alibaba's e-commerce rival JD.com is also promising a high-tech eating experience. It recently announced plans to open 1,000 restaurants by 2020, all of which will feature robotic waiters. Robotics, artificial intelligence, and technology have been increasingly integrated into e-commerce in China. Chinese policymakers are concerned about the potential for human job losses. Chao Haitao.
The investment in the small carts is a one-time investment, and their efficiency is about the same as that of people, and it saves a lot of costs.
Alibaba now has 57 Hema markets in 13 Chinese cities, all of which will eventually feature the robotic restaurants. A less than one-year-old Chinese coffee company, Luckin Coffee, is experiencing rapid growth, with 500 outlets sprouting up across the country and an estimated company value of $1 billion. The company uses technologies and lower pricing to capture a bigger share of the market. Jeffrey Towson is a professor of investment at Peking University.
The price of a Starbucks coffee in China, Beijing, is the same as New York, even though the GDP capita is like 1/6.
While Starbucks still has a bigger following given its 19-year presence in the country, Luckin's low price point, easy online ordering system, and coffee delivery service poses a threat to the coffee giant. Luckin has already won many customers in China with its cashless payments. A local customer.
Because there are so many options now, I will consider what's more convenient for me. With Luckin, for example, I can first order it on the app when I'm in the car, pick it up from the shop, then go. But with Starbucks, I have to physically queue to buy.
Luckin Coffee claims to have sold 5 million cups of coffee in its first 4 months of operation. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from The Voice of America.